This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Transpositions. In this episode, Michelle and Megzi chat to Jason Twizon McShane, Australian Equality Party leader and Senate candidate. He's also a marriage celebrant, passionate Essendon supporter, recently established the Purple Bombers. He's a dedicated partner to his husband Adrian and a loving father to their son Ruben. Supported by Megzi's great tunes, the two talk to him about what unites our community as opposed to the differences that separate us.
Join now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Welcome to Transpositions. It's 8 o'clock. You are listening to Michelle, joined by my co-host, Migsy.
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you? We've got an absolutely amazing show lined up for you guys. We've got an amazing guest sitting in the studio with us.
We do. Our guest is Jason Twizon McShane, or as we were joking before, McChicken.
McChicken. Hey, Jason is a very sexy
name. Go ahead, Migsy. Ooh, say his name. Say his name.
Jason Twizon McShane. McShane.
Come on.
They're both butchering
my
name.
She's going to get a barrel.
They're calling me sexy, but they call me an old balding man before.
He's a very sexy man, so he's come and joined us tonight on Transpositions, and we've got a whole we're going to talk about.
Yep. Now, mind you, he may be a sexy man, but he does have a husband. All right.
I do.
Damn.
Now I'm blushing.
Tonight, we always talk to many different trans guests in the show, and so tonight we decided we needed another ally voice
we
on.
We do.
Who's non-trans, and Jason is actually the party candidate for the Equality Party. Now, Jason's here to talk about his family, his husband, his son, his book he's been a part of, all kinds of stuff in Jason's life, and we can laugh at him, he'll laugh at us, and we'll have a good night.
Exactly. So if you guys want to send us a message and ask Jason a question, this is how you go and do it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or call us 1300 JOY 949.
That's right. Those are the details to get in touch with us if you want to ask us a question or Jason a question. Now, Migsy, as always, you've got amazing tracks lined up for us. What's your theme for tonight, darling?
As always, I've got the girls lined up for tonight.
Oh, the girls?
I've got the girls going.
Oh.
I've got the girls.
All right. Well, who's the first girl, darling?
Well, the first girl, I'll tell you what. Amazing artist. She's actually quite genderqueer, which is kind of appropriate for Transpositions. We have got LaRue, Bulletproof. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. you got to love some Bulletproof by LaRue. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Great start.
Michelle, what time is it?
It is time for the news.
So, the news. Let's talk about some news.
Let's talk about the news. Well, usually all over the Googles, the first thing that's going to start coming up is everything over in Yankee land.
Your homeland, your homeland's crazy.
How are you?
My people.
Your people.
How are you?
You're awesome.
Your people are bat
wonderful.
Crazy.
My people are batshit crazy.
Well, you said the S word, not me.
It's true. All right. So, transgender kids need parental support, and here's why. Okay. According to a study published in March in Pediatrics, transgender children who are supported in their transition have much better, more stable mental health than children who aren't. While there has been debate in the past about encouraging or allowing transition at an early age, this research refutes the damage of early transitions. It's clear that transgender kids need parental support. So, first, very little data exists on transgender children. Despite the prevalence of LGBTQ and a partridge in a pear tree issues in the news and the rapidly changing opinions and attitudes towards transgender people. So basically, a team from the Department of Psychology at the University of Washington reaching out to transgender and non-transgender pubescent kids aged 3 to 12. And they're saying the previous work with children with gendered identity disorder has found remarkably high rates of anxiety and depression in these children who don't have support.
Oh, there you go. Hey, guess what? I heard that someone belongs in a hole.
Oh, Jermaine Greer belongs in a hole.
She belongs in a hole.
Oh, last night on Q&A.
I'm going to say something. There are some things I agree with.
What? I wish people here to understand the reference of Fred Sam... was it... Red Fox going, I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming, grabbing his chest. How? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some things. Actually, I haven't said about this publicly at all, but Jermaine said some things that I did sort of agree with, but not everything. Yeah. So there's some things. What she said about violence against women, those kinds of things, absolutely yes.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely yes. Some of the things she said about intersex people, absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. But she stops. She did stop short with trans people, but...
But you're starting to read between the lines, like I said. See? Good, Meegzy. Good.
Guess what?
Your cookie's in the mail. All right.
Okay, now, let's keep going.
Now, they're basically saying that again, like you just said, people were actually saying that they were quite surprised. And they were actually quite agreeing, going, wow, she must be turning herself around. But definitely when it came to the trans topic, she basically was going on saying, if you're unhappy with being a man, it doesn't mean that you belong at the other end of the spectrum. Anyway, it's just, she's
the one
idiot.
Thing I'm tired about with Q&A is there's no trans representation ever on the stage.
That's
so it's like you're in the room, but we'll talk about you, but you can't represent yourself. And why can't they have a trans advocate? It's time for you, Michelle, to be up there.
I'm in. Totally. Let's jump in.
Yeah, I think we get in there together.
Meegzy's like, but what about
me? No, either of you. Doesn't matter. Yeah. But somebody.
We'll get on there together. We'll tag team the woman.
It would be amazing to have a trans person speak for themselves.
Well, that's why we did the IQ squared thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's because we never had anybody on debating before.
What's important, and I suppose, I know we're sort of digressing from the news a little bit, but what's really important in terms of, it's great to have people representing their views, but you've got to have the people up there. And whether it's from a group whose views you might not necessarily agree with, they're represented. And there's obviously the other group which has to be represented as well. So it has to be not only fair, but also equitable as well. It's a two-way street.
Anybody out there from Q&A, you know what? You need these girls on here. We'll get those turf mamas on there, and we'll tell them what to do. That's right. Now, states in the deep south, back in America, my hometown, get some chicken going.
How are you?
Yep, states in the deep south, such as Mississippi and North Carolina, are notorious for their southern charm and clinging to their traditional old-fashioned values. And while both of these may not necessarily be bad things, for some residents, they include being outright racist and homophobic.
There you go.
Sorry, I had a little rant there. With these bathroom laws, public schools, colleges in those states even risk losing hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding if transgender bills become law. With that, some of the news, we have heard protests from artists such as Bruce Springsteen canceling concerts, and even companies such as PayPal pulling the plans to build new facilities which have employed hundreds of hoping with their money. Now it gets even crazier, guys. Check this one out. So not only are many businesses pulling out, porn giant joins protest against North Carolina transgender law. the porn sites are on our side.
The porn sites are on our side. This is just brilliant. I had
to throw this one in there. It's something funny. Xhamster.com, I'm not promoting them. It's showing users on the Tar Heel State blank screens instead of the usual fare of videos and photos. North Carolina, controversial new transgender laws facing even stiffer opposition. Popular porn website is beginning to turn away users based in North Carolina IP addresses. Because they're standing up for all the... Now my accent's stuck back into it.
Well, obviously they're getting a bit of a hard-on about it, aren't they?
You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
Come on, seriously.
But they're saying that over there, that there was actually a large number of hits on transsexual and gay porn videos that are being watched in North Carolina.
Yeah, why does that not surprise
you? That surprised me, but this is the state that does this.
What was the specific law in North Carolina that they want, that they're doing? What's sexual?
So basically what they're saying is that with the law there, that you can't in your local little governances actually override their law. And so throughout the whole state, if either one of us were going to use a toilet, we basically get a $5,000 fine. You're talking a year imprisonment, and you're talking a class A misdemeanor, which is one step below a felony.
Now, we were talking about toilets before.
Yeah.
I did a wedding on the weekend. I'm a celebrant. And at the post office hotel in Coburg, they have gender neutral toilets.
Very good.
So I go in, and there's a shared wash basin area, and there were six cubicles. Two of them had urinals inside them behind the door, and the rest were toilets.
Yeah, easy.
And I took the lady with her baby in there after I did my business. She did her business. We had a nice little chat and walked out, and it was fantastic.
Wow. So
what
easy.
Is the big deal about toilets?
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Well, there you go.
Well, the toilet thing's gone even one step even worse than the States. One last one here. Kansas bill will pay students a $2,500 bounty to hunt for trans people in bathrooms.
There you go.
That's it.
Are you serious?
That's how far it's going over there, is that now you can bounty hunt people who are transgender and report them.
And get $2,500 in your pocket.
And $2,500 in your pocket.
So wait, who's going shopping for clothing?
I'm speechless by that. That is
That's crazy.
I'm completely dumbfounded by that. That is ridiculous.
Well,
embarrassing.
Yeah.
Back home in a good old US of A.
Well, there you go. Look, I tell you what, we're going to take a break from talking about that kind of stuff. And
we'll touch on that further.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk about that a bit more. Hey, look, Ness, this music I've got a bit of a snapshot for some songs I've got lined up for you tonight. Do you know this song? Well, guess what? I'm not playing it right now. I'm not playing that song right now.
You're just teasing us.
But you know this song?
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm not playing yet either. I'm not playing.
We'll play it later, right?
You will play it later?
But look, I tell you what, I do have some great music lined up for you guys tonight. Transpositions, join 94.9. Stick around. Yeah, we're going to have an awesome show. Speak to you guys soon.
Are you queer and Muslim, conflicted between community and sexuality, or just looking to connect with others like you? Queer Muslims in Australia is an online support group that brings together LGBTIQ Muslims around discussions of faith, life, and love. We believe that with education comes liberation. To join, visit groups.yahoo.com/queermuslims. groups.yahoo.com/queermuslims.
The Rainbow Families Council is a volunteer community organisation working for same-sex parented families in Victoria, aiming to share information and resources to support GLBTI families, children and prospective parents. Visit rainbowfamilies.org.au for more information.
Joy 94.9 is proud to support this community message.
Propelled by its interaction with Australia's Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, artist and abstract photographer Jonathan Goodfellow showcases the transformative nature of creative expression in his first solo exhibition, A Survivor's Journey to Abstraction. Living Positive Victoria invites you to their opening night fundraiser of A Survivor's Journey to Abstraction. Box Hill Community Arts Center from 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 21. Head to livingpositivevictoria.org.au or search for A Survivor's Journey to Abstraction on Facebook. Joy 94.9 is proud to support this community message.
Is food a problem for you? Do you eat when you're not hungry? Is food affecting the way you live? Overeaters Anonymous can help in a safe, welcoming environment. For more information on meetings and resources to help you take control of your life, visit oa.org.au.
A community service announcement supported by Joy.
Hi there, this is Damien Nicholas. Come along for a night of joyful trivia this Saturday night. This Saturday night. It's a Gala Joy fundraising event at the Collingwood Town Hall, and it's proudly supported by the City of Yarra. Not only will the evening be emceed by yours truly, like you need another reason to be present, you have the chance to win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes.
Fame and glory not a guarantee.
Bring a hamper to snack on and enjoy drinks at bar prices, with all proceeds from the night keeping Joy out loud and proud on air and online across the globe. So, finalise your team, make sure your wardrobe's in order, and join me for Joyful Trivia. It's this Saturday night, a night of glitz, glamour, and brain-teasing questions. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get your butt into gear. Head to joy.org.au/trivia. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station. Have you booked yet? No? Come on, joy.org.au/trivia, and let me keep banging on about it.
Joy 94.9, making you dance.
This is Helen Reddy. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member online at joy.org.au. Just click join. Done. Too easy.
Business. Joy 94.9.
You have got to absolutely love some Lady Hawk. My delirium. You've been listening to Transpositions. Now, we have got Jason here talking to us. Michelle's got some amazing questions lined up.
We're just basically talking. So Jason's coming in to talk about family and things like that. And now,
you two have been gossiping.
We have been gossiping. So you have to understand our relationship. So I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And so when I first met Jason, Jason and I were on a panel discussion on a Saturday morning spotlight. And I didn't know who in the world Jason was. I just knew he was involved with some party or doing something or whatever he was doing.
I like parties.
But the thing was, is I was getting a bit personal about my story, about my kids and not being able to go to the school and things like that, and with things with footy. Now, Jason is very much into footy. And so you'll hear
go about Bombers.
Oh, no, shut up, Jason.
Go the Bombers.
Go Bombers.
I don't like
go
you.
Who are you back for?
Yeah.
You're lucky. You're lucky we have the Bombers, because you just dropped on me about the Cardinals and the Royals. It put strain on us, but we're back to the Bombers.
No,
we're
come
okay.
on, Patriots.
Okay. You don't even know what I'm talking about. That's football.
I know, the Cardinals are baseball.
Yeah, the Cardinals are baseball. Yeah, the Royals are baseball. Baseball season at the moment.
Anyway, back to the US story.
So Jason went to uni over in
college.
Missouri.
College.
Over in Joplin. So near, right near where I grew up. So we are very much bonding around barbecue.
We love bonding.
Things back home. We do love bonding.
Bonding's good.
And so,
did you sing Kumbaya, my friend?
No.
But no, I enjoy talking and
we
laughing.
Enjoy talking.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Awesome.
And so from there, we've developed a really good friendship. I took him to a Doggies game. He said, no, let me show you some real football. And so since then, he has now got me involved with Essendon and the Purple Bombers. Now, you are the president of the Purple Bombers.
Yes, I am.
Who are the Purple Bombers?
They are the LGBTIQ supporter coterie group now at the Essendon Football Club. Mm. About 100 members, and they're just fantastic part of the Essendon Football Club going forward, because they want to be the most inclusive club in the AFL. So if you're trans, if you're intersex, if you're gay, if you're lesbian, you're bi, or you're queer, you are welcome at the Essendon Football Club, and you're allowed to be yourself, which is amazing.
Which is good.
Now, you're a father.
Yes.
You're a gay father.
Good night, Ruben, if you're listening right now, because it's bedtime in 10 minutes.
Get to bed. You have married your husband over in Canada?
Yes, we were married here non-legally 16 years ago, and we were married 12 years ago in Toronto.
Nice.
In Canada.
Canada.
Probably the greatest country in the world at the moment to live in.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
You're LGBT.
But we're still waiting some 16 years later for our relationship to be validated by Australian law, and depending on what happens in the election this year, we may be waiting another 3 or 4 years.
What are the big scare is the potential plebiscite.
The plebiscite is the disgraceful, disgraceful event that may happen. But you know what? There's a small chance that the Labor Party can win government and save us from that.
Which would be great.
Now, speaking of government and speaking of some of the stuff we hear in the news, a big thing over in the States right now, everything about the bathroom and the issues going on there. Now, one I'm starting to see in the news, even though they have gay rights, marriage equality in the States is now constitutional. We are finding that what's going on with the transgender community is starting to bleed over into the rest of the L's and the G's. And I think at this point in time, it's the time where all of the alphabets in the rainbow community need to start coming together a bit more.
Absolutely, and particularly here in Australia, if we don't stick together, we won't get anywhere. We've got so many things to talk about. Mm-hmm. The Equality Party, we spent the first year trying to work out what needed to happen for LGBTIQ people to be equal in Australian society. So we went everywhere, talked to everyone and anyone, nationally, internationally, to find out what was needed for full inclusion, for us not to be tolerated or accepted, but to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And we found that there were 30 pages and 20 areas of straightforward policy and change that need to happen, and marriage was just one paragraph for us to be fully included in society. If you read our policy strategy, it's a step-by-step process that if you just follow it to a T, at some point, very shortly down the track, we'll be fully included legislatively, which then means the culture will catch up as well. And if we don't do it together, and we don't have a separate trans section or a separate gay section or a separate intersex section, it's just fully inclusive. So where trans things come up, in health or education or whatever it comes up, wherever a gay issue comes up, it comes up. And what's exciting is here in Victoria, the state Labor government has enacted some of our policy already. So we have a gender and sexuality commissioner, Rowena, who's amazing. That's our policy strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have existed if we didn't exist. We have same-sex adoption here now. We have a government that's standing up for safe schools, which they would not have been as brave if we didn't exist. So What I just want to see is sometimes we narc at each other. So internally, gays will narc with gays or lesbians or trans people with each other. We actually need to put that aside and work together and understand that all of us are important. So if you're a T, you're important. If you're an L, you're important. If you're an I, you're important, equally important. And all of us have something to contribute. And we cannot get where we need to go. And particularly in the US, they can't get to where they need to go unless they work together.
Exactly. And I think, you know, what's going on there and talking about what you're involved in and being the candidate for the Equality Party, I just think it's just something we all just really need to be talking about. It's great to see a party coming up and focusing on these. Now, a question has come through, so I'm going to give you the question, and then when we come back from our break, we will answer it. So, how will the changes to the Senate voting system affect the Equality Party's ability to get elected?
Okay, I'll answer it soon.
You can answer it soon.
So you're going to listen. Answer it soon. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. We're going to be back shortly. Don't go away.
It's not far away now. Joyful Trivia, a gala event on April 16.
It's a trivia night, but not as you know it. Time round, Joy is going above and beyond with loads of incredible prizes from some of our amazing Joy sponsors, all set within the beautiful Collingwood Town Hall, proudly supported by City of Yarra.
Hosted by the legendary Damien Nicholas. Joyful Trivia promises to be a night of fun, glamour and brain-teasing questions.
Gather a team, dress up and join us for Joyful Trivia, Collingwood Town Hall, 140 Hoddle Street, on Saturday, April 16.
Discounted tickets available now for Joy members. Hurry, bookings are essential and will sell out. Head to joy.org.au/trivia. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Make your home a happy place.
Hi, I'm Rick from Happy Tin. On cold, frowsy days, you need natural sunlight to happy your home.
Happy Tin filters sunlight.
A happy tinted window lets you open your curtains wide. Glare is blocked by 87%. UV blocked by 99%. Pestiferous eyeballs by 100%.
Happy Tint your home, your office, your car. Call 1-800-HAPPY-TINT.
Visit happytint.com.au.
Joy sponsor.
Hola, Miguel Maestre here. I'm coming to Halls Gap in April this year to cook up a storm at the 25th Grampians Gravescape. The Grampians local produce is amazing, and I can't wait to get started.
More than 100 fine food outlets, wine producers, tastings and live music. It's going to be a fantastic weekend for the whole family.
April 30th and May the 1st, celebrate with me in Halls Gap for the Grampians Gravescape.
Get your tickets today at grampiansgrapeescape.com.au. Joy sponsor.
Troy Sivan.
My happy little pill.
The Blue Neighbourhood World Tour. Live at Margaret Court Arena, Tuesday, August 9.
Come over now and talk me down.
Troy Sivan, live in concert in Melbourne for the first time. Tickets on sale Monday, April 18 from Ticketek. Presented by Frontier Touring, a Joy sponsor.
Joy, Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm Megzy, and I've got Michelle, and also Jason. You've got to absolutely love some gold from Strict Machine.
Now, before we stepped away, we asked Jason a question that came in via message, was how would the changes to the Senate voting system affect the Equality Party's ability to get elected?
They're actually positive for us. So we are a real party. We're not a micro party. We're a small party, and we're getting bigger and bigger every day. So in the 2.5 years that we've existed, we have had the hard conversations talking about what needs to happen for full inclusion for LGBTIQ people. And we are a real chance to be elected. Yes, there are some variables we don't have control over, where you are on the ballot paper, different things like that. But we actually embrace them and are glad for them because we think that we can end up in a lot of people's 1 to 6s. So from now on, you have to vote 1 to 6 above the line or below the line if you want to in the Senate. And we expect to get lots of them. And that makes us a real good chance. So I'm very excited about that. And we, you know, every LGBTIQ person in Victoria who knows about us should vote for us first, should vote for themselves, because we stand for them. And if they really love another party so much ahead of that, they vote them one, then put us number two. Mm. But I, you know, this is the first time, and we're the only second party in the world to ever stand for LGBTIQ primarily, because Australia needs it, unfortunately. We're a bit backward.
And that's one of the things I've noticed when coming to different events that you have held, is that within the room, there's a wide variety of people representing the different letters of the rainbow alphabet. You know, there's myself being trans, there's other people, you know, lesbians, gays, bis, so many different people, even straight allies as well within the room. And that's probably what's really surprised me. And even the ad that you put out for MQFF up on the big screen, you see myself and my pretty little girl with me, one of my girls. But you see so much inclusion within that. And your husband did an amazing job on that video, by the way.
Yeah, but they're all real people too. And we, you know, in our events, you're right, and our membership and the people who will vote for us, we have the whole alphabet, including straight people. We have left and right leaning people. We have country and city people. We have inner Melbourne and outer Melbourne people. It's truly a diverse group of people, and they like each other. And it's really nice. And I think politics is about having the hard conversation about what's important. And we have to, unfortunately, we have to agitate for change, and we have to stand together. We have no choice. If we don't do that, we're not going to get the changes that we need.
But if elected, you've got some pretty interesting opposition there to deal with.
Absolutely.
In the forms of Cory Bernardi and also Christensen in the lower house.
Absolutely. And I went on Sky News the other week and debated Lyle Shelton from the Australian Christian Lobby. I'm not afraid of that. I have a theology degree. I know that the truth is actually on our side. There is nothing wrong with you or me. There's nothing wrong with us. And if that is true, which I believe it's true, then all the rest of it is self-evident of what needs to happen after that. And the reality is those people are speaking from a viewpoint that there is something inherently wrong with us, that there's something wrong that if you transition from one gender to another, if you don't accept your assigned birth gender, there's something wrong with you if you have you are in love with someone of the same gender. This is not true. There's nothing wrong with us. And so I look forward to that. And if we can get in, and we can get in, and so thank you for the question around the Senate changes, because we embrace them. But vote for us. Vote one, the Australian Equality Party. But if we get in, then suddenly we can have a voice. And I would be honoured, and we've got the relationships, to be able to say and speak up for whoever needs to be spoken up for in our community so that we can get the changes that we need done in Australia.
Now, one of the things we've talked about, which you and I had a coffee and had a bit of a laugh about, was you went to an event that had gender-neutral, transgender people at this event, and you were there just to go and talk equality or represent your voice and everything. But one of the things they said to you, you were just an old, white, cisgendered man.
Yep.
Gay man.
I was quite disappointed being called old.
You're not old. You're very, very young. You're very, very
distinguished. But what it...
Oh, Megan, I love you very much. You're beautiful. Even though she said I was balding off here.
No, you have lots of hair.
But the thing is what I'm loving is there's... you two, knock it off.
Keep going, Michelle.
But what I'm loving is this isn't just another white, cisgendered, middle-aged man getting in. You're actually...
Now I'm middle-aged. I'm really crushed now. I'm going to leave you.
You tick that box, okay? You're the one who talks about it. But the thing is you're standing there and giving everybody else around you a voice. Like, for example, you know, having myself coming in on your blog as a trans voice, talking about workplace stuff and talking about your infographic and stuff. You've got people who are lesbian who are standing up. Like, everyone's behind you as well going forward. I mean, obviously, there's only one person can go in, but everyone behind you and in your crowd or in your space is representing every part of the community.
Absolutely.
Which is what is amazing. It's not just one voice going in.
Absolutely, because my voice is only one of many. And in fact, it's not really important what I think. What's important in regards to changes for trans people is what trans people think. And we have those relationships. What's important for changes for intersex people is what intersex people think. What's important for a lesbian mother is what lesbian mothers think. What's important for gay fathers is what gay fathers think. Mm. What's important for a HIV sufferer is what a HIV sufferer has.
Now, Jason, we've got another message that's come in from Alex from Brunswick. And Alex is saying that they're thrilled to hear that you're on Joy. And they're keen to ask you a question. Why would I give the Equality Party my first preference rather than the Greens, given that the Greens are standing for our community in the same way?
Hi, Alex. When we formed and launched at Pride March three prides ago, the first question I was asked was, why do we need the Equality Party when we have the Greens and the Sex Party? And my answer was this, and it hasn't really changed, is that I'm grateful for our friends in the other parties who stand up and speak for us. And let me tell you, the Greens are a much stronger party and ally for us now that we exist than they were 2.5 years ago. Their incoherent policy then is now a coherent one, and it's being probably copied from ours, but it's very good, I'm glad. I'm glad for their friendship and what they do. But as it was an example just a few weeks ago when they had the chance to debate their own marriage bill in the Senate, because of the deals they've done with the Liberal Party around the Senate changes, which I embrace, they put that to the side, their own policy. It could have actually passed the Senate that week if it was a priority for them. And we would have gone to the lower house then, and we still wouldn't have been passed fully yet, but it would have been debated and done. Because their number one priority was not that. It was their Senate changes, which are for their own decisions they wanted to do. We need a party, and I believe this more than 2.5 years ago even, that we are never handballed to the side. We're never used as the political football. Our issues always come first. And it's time for us to self-determine and speak for ourselves. There are not enough LGBTIQ politicians in Parliament. There are too many right-wing religious nutters in Parliament, and we need to actually have our voice in there. And imagine, and I would be honoured to represent you, Alex, but imagine if we were elected and suddenly I get a chance to speak on television, on radio, about the things that are important to you and the other people in our LGBTIQ community, and because I'm an elected parliamentarian. And the votes, just the votes, from a marriage equality perspective, would be two less, because one less negative, one more positive.
This is no different than we're talking Q&A earlier, where we're having people talking about trans issues on Q&A, but there's no trans people representing the trans community standing there up on stage. Where in this case, we have somebody who is, first off, a gay father, and representing the entire voice of the LGBT community based on conversations with the LGBT community.
And that's what we do, is we listen. And I've got, you know, the relationships we have, the party have done the hard work. A group of amazing volunteers who have done it for nothing for 2.5 years to give ourselves a real chance. And we're a real chance. But Alex, we can't get in if you don't vote for us and don't tell your friends about us.
Now, Meeksy, if anybody else had questions on to ask Jason or ourselves, how would they do that?
So you can message us 0427-JOY-949 is the text. Also, you can email us onair@joy.org.au. Jason is sitting here. He has questions that he wants to answer. So it's up to you to send us through those messages. And yeah, absolutely. So we want to hear from you. We're going to play a very short message, and then we're going to come back and we're going to keep talking to Jason. Don't go far. You are listening to Transpositions. Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Prima donna girl, yeah. All I ever wanted was the world. I can't help that I need it all. The prima donna life, the rise and fall. You say that I'm kind of difficult, but it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. A prima donna girl.
Would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me? Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby. Beauty queen on a silver screen, living life like I'm in a dream. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal though. Sure.
stupid. Living life like I'm in the play. In the limelight, I want to stay. I know I've got a big ego. I really don't know why it's such a big deal, though.
Diamonds, prima donna, Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
Now, Jason, we were just talking, obviously, off air more about your views on with the Greens and things like that. We were just saying about how, obviously, you're not here to bag or talk down those who are supporting us.
Yeah, and they're our friends, and I'm glad for anybody who wants to stand up for equality. But it is time for us to stand up for ourselves, speak for ourselves, have the guts. I don't want to say the balls because I think the vagina is a stronger muscle than the testicles. But have the gumption to say, actually, this is what's important to us. We are brave and mature enough to stand up and speak for ourselves and have the conversation. And I was just saying, you know, Jackie Lambie, no matter what you think of her, she's been given a voice for the last 3 years that has allowed her to share all of her ideas. Imagine, I cannot just imagine how wonderful it would be to be paid, first of all, because I've done it all voluntary for 2.5 years, but to be paid and have the opportunity to actually stand up and speak on behalf of our community and know that I'm not just speaking rubbish or my opinion, I'm sharing this is what trans people need to happen. So we need GPs across Australia, all of them, to be up to date and understand what a trans person is, what an intersex person is, and to not have to be, or at least past that point before they meet with you, so they can actually give you the medical attention that you need. Instead of this rubbish where we have to drive 2 hours to find someone who will understand who you are before you even start, because you've got other issues to talk to them about, not the fact that you're a trans person or intersex person.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, let's get more back down, I guess, some other things you've been involved in. Now, you recently have been part of a book called From the Outer.
Yes. So Jackie Tomlins, who is the deputy leader of the Equality Party and my long-term beautiful friend, lesbian mum, activist for 30, 40 years, she had the opportunity to be an author in this book along with Christos Tsolkias and Catherine Devaney and all these wonderful Australian authors around footy stories that are from the fringe of football. And she obviously hates football, actually. But she said to him, actually, my friend Jason, yes, she hates it. My friend Jason, he loves football and he's always been on the outer as one of the founders of the Purple Bombers. And so she wrote my story in my voice. So it's sort of the both of us together. But I couldn't have written it better. She's just an amazing author. And I'm so honored that my story is like the third or fourth story in the book. And it tells the story around how in my life I felt that football, I loved football, but football didn't love me. But football loves me now, and it's a beautiful thing. And football loves you too, Michelle. And
it
you know
does
that.
Love me.
And we go to the football, and
football doesn't like my team at the moment.
No. Who's your team? You haven't told me.
Carlton, mate. Carlton Blues.
It's always good to have a laugh.
I love watching Jason at football. Everything, the rest of the world actually shuts off, and it's his space, and he just gets into it.
And you it's know just what, Jason? Amazing. Jason, when there's a Carlton Essendon game, we're going.
Yes, well, oh, you're definitely. The only club that I hate.
Guess what? Essendon is the only club that I hate.
Yeah, I only hate. That's the only club I hate. You caused me much pain, and I just celebrate the fact that even with half our team out suspended, we're still above you on the ladder.
Shut up.
But I love, though, that after 14 years of being here in Australia, that my friendship with Jason has actually blossomed my enjoyment and love of the game itself as well, because of the inclusion that I actually feel, which I hadn't felt that in all the years I had been here.
I'm really glad to hear that, but I just love having you at the footy.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
You're a pretty good loud cheerer yourself.
Yeah.
And I just look forward to the fact that next year will actually be a really, really good team, and you'll get to see lots of wins.
But it's funny, I'm sitting there, I got my hair all done, my makeup, and whatever. I'm sitting there.
Oh, Michelle, it's a bloody
No. But I'm sitting there, and I'm still representing being the lady. But then you hear my voice, "Come on!" screaming.
But you do look good in Essendon Guernsey.
Oh well, you know,
Jason should look great in Carlton Guernsey.
But it's even better though. You should see it. And then I'll kind of wrap up on this one here. Because I've converted over to Essendon.
You've converted in more than one way, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm converted in so many ways. But my
I think all trans people do.
My ex though, her whole family is massive, insane doggy supporters, right? But it's so awesome that my daughter now, wherever she goes, she puts the scarf on that's the Bombers just to kind of go and poke the bear a little bit. My ex actually gets a bit shitty when she sees Essendon scarf.
What's really crazy is my ex and their whole family, my kids, are all Carlton.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit something here. I used to be a long time ago, Collingwood supporter.
Oh my god, so you were both the evil duo.
I know. But you know what, back in 1995 when Carlton won the grand final. Shut up, Michelle. Back in 1995 when Carlton won the grand finals, I was converted. Actually, that was the first grand final that I went to. And it's the last one I've been to as well.
So did you get replacements for your spaces in your teeth?
Yeah. I even grew another eye as well.
Did you? Wow.
It was amazing.
But round 24 when we play you, I don't have tickets for that game at this point. We should all go.
We should.
Round 24, come on, there's been another round sooner than that.
Yeah, but I've already have seats for that one. I can't change
Come
it,
on, Jason. Come
but
on.
The, but the
come
last
on,
round,
sweetie.
We can go and it'll be the
Jason,
it'll
I
be
need
for the wooden
date.
Spoon, I'm sure.
Hello, we're getting the wooden spoon. You know,
no, I want pick one. You can
you know
pick
what?
Two.
I'm really unconvinced that there are some people in Carlton, they're really into BDSM because they really like
inflicting
that wooden
pain
spoon.
On their own couple.
Yeah, absolutely. They like wooden spoons.
Well, if anybody is actually interested in buying the ebook of From the Outer, Footy Like You've Never Heard It, you can buy the book on Amazon, iBooks, Google Play, and Kobo.
And in bookshops now.
And in bookshops.
Yes, all bookshops. I saw it today.
And if you see me, my name's in it, and I'll sign a book for you too. So.
Yes, and
your
good
name
story,
it?
Actually, Michelle, that you're in it. You made my story really special, and it was unintentional. Like,
I
just love the fact that it sort of happened organically and it wasn't planned.
That's pretty cool.
Aww.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I've loved it. Thank you for having me, ladies.
I appreciate it. It's been absolutely fantastic. Hey, guys, don't go far. We can be back very, very shortly to say goodbye to you. You're listening to Transpositions. Enjoy. Well, guess what, Michelle?
It is the time of the end of the show.
It is the time of the end of the show, unfortunately.
Now, if you did miss tonight's show, you can get us on our podcast, which is on joy.org.au/transpositions, or you can get us on the Apple Podcast app as well, which you can subscribe and it just delivers right to your phone just like that.
Absolutely. Now, we also have Facebook. We love Facebook. Facebook.com/transpositionsonjoy is how you can reach our Facebook page. And if you like the show, click on like. Or if you like our posts, click on like.
If you like us, just click on like.
Absolutely. So, also, you can email us during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au.
That's right. Anything you want to share, any ideas for shows, or anything that you think is great that the community needs to hear about, definitely reach out to us and let us know.
Yeah, because we are a part of the community. We're just part of the community voice, just like you guys. So everything you say is kind of really important. We like to take it on board.
And one last time, thank you, Jason, for coming in and joining us tonight. We really appreciate your company.
Love being here. You girls are amazing.
Oh, Jason, you're too sweet.
That's true. I'm really proud and honored to be able to work alongside you.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Well, look, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We've had an amazing show. It's been absolutely fantastic. And I hope you've enjoyed the music. If you have got sort of music hints, send me through something transpositions.
Yeah, definitely.
Got some Kesha for you. Die Young. Don't go far.
Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye.
that nobody can touch. Looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die.
I hear your heart.
It's making me blush. Looking for some trouble tonight. Take my hand, I'll show you the wild side. Like it's the last night of our lives. We'll keep dancing till we die.
Informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
Hey, we're Shepherd.
Hi, it's Lee Kernighan.
Hi, this is Melissa Katz.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia.
Hey, this is Betty Who.
You've been listening to a podcast of Transpositions. For more, head to joy.org.au/transpositions. Listen live Tuesdays, 8 p.m. on Joy 94.9 or through our website at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.